Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The DH, Pat Tabler. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Candiotti. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The second baseman, Al Newman. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The DH, Roy Smalley. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mike Smithson. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tabler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gladden hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Gladden reaches second base with a double. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Newman bunts towards the mound. Candiotti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gladden moves to third. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hall hits a line drive into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Snyder hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Brunansky batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bernazard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernazard moves to third. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Butler is 0-1 in the game. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Bando moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Franco is 0-1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bernazard scores. Bando moves to third. Butler moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Tabler is 0-1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Laudner hits a line drive towards short. Franco misplays the ball. That's an error on Franco. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Gagne strikes out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gladden is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Newman is 0-1 in the game. Newman hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Snyder, who is chasing the ball. Newman reaches third base with a triple. Gladden goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 1, Twins, 1. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Puckett is 0-1 in the game. Puckett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Newman scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Twins. Kent Harbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Harbeck is 0-1 in the game. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Gaetti is 0-1 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Gaetti reaches second base with a double. Puckett scores. Harbeck goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-1, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Smalley is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Carter is 0-1 in the game. Carter is hit by the pitch. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Carter. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Carter steals second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Hall is 0-1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Smithson covering, for the out. Carter moves to third. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Snyder is 0-1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carter tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Twins. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-1 in the game. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. The ball gets by Bando for a passed ball. Brunansky moves to second. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Laudner is 0-for-1 in the game. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Laudner for the out. Brunansky moves to third. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Gagne reaches second base with a double. Brunansky scores. It's 5-2, Twins. Mike Armstrong now pitching. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gladden is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gladden takes first base on ball 4. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Newman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Newman hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Puckett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bernazard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Twins. Chris Bando batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bando for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smithson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett who is chasing the ball. Franco reaches third base with a triple. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Yett now pitching. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Gaetti hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-3, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Brunansky hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 2 in the game. Laudner hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gagne is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gagne strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Carter. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Carter steals second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. Carter moves to third. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gladden is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gladden hits a line drive into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Newman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Puckett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bernazard is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Twins. Casey Parsons pinch hits for Chris Bando. Casey Parsons is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Parsons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Butler hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Keith Atherton now pitching. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Butler moves to second. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 3 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Atherton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Butler moves to third. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Carter is hit by the pitch. Tabler moves to second. George Frazier now pitching. Rick Dempsey pinch runs for Joe Carter. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hall is 0 for 3 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 4. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Dempsey now catching. Casey Parsons now playing first base. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gaetti is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Gaetti hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brunansky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brunansky hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-4, Twins. Tim Laudner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Laudner is 0 for 3 in the game. Laudner hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder strikes out. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 3 in the game. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bernazard is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Casey Parsons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Parsons is 0 for 1 in the game. Parsons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Indians 4. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gagne is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gladden is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gladden hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Parsons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Butler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Franco is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Pat Tabler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tabler is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Tabler takes first base on ball 4. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.